In Florida, municipal elections will be held tomorrow. Elections officials are promising a reprieve from the ballot problems that plagued the last vote, the presidential election, in November. Teresa Lepore is supervisor of elections in Palm Beach County. Good morning.
Good morning.
No butterfly ballots?
No, sir. We have 17 of our 37 municipalities holding elections, and most of them are on one page because of the number, the small number of candidates, so we're not having to use the butterfly ballot.
Well, will anyone miss it, do you think?
I don't think so.
Well, what else did you learn from the last election that you'll be applying tomorrow?
Well, we learned that we need to do more voter education, that whatever we did in the fall of 2000 was not enough, and we've tried to do that. We've got a lot of additional materials in the polling place. We've gone through and done some additional training of our poll workers as well.
And what's your role going to be?
Actually, in a municipal election, a municipal clerk is the one responsible for the elections, and the supervisor of elections assists that person. But because of what had happened, they're all a little gun-shy right now, so they've asked me to play an even bigger role in their election, such as training their poll workers and doing a few more things that normally would be their responsibility.
You bracing for more recounts?
Hopefully not. We want big margins tomorrow. But if that ends up being, then the municipal canvassing boards do take over, and it's up to them to decide whether to grant the recounts or not.
What about long-term, getting rid of punch card ballots?
Well, long-term future, which really is just around the corner in 2002, Palm Beach County has already made a commitment to do away with punch cards and to go to another type of voting system. A lot of that depends on what is actually certified by the Department of State, as well as what happens in the state legislature this year. The recommendation is to go to an optical scan system, precinct-based, which is the only other thing out there. We do have some touchscreen systems that are in the process of being certified. If so, then perhaps we'll go that route rather than go to the optical scan and then later on go to the touchscreen system.
Is this decided county by county?
Yes, unless the legislature comes down and does a mandate. Again, a lot's going to depend on what happens when session closes, which is the end of April.
And is the legislature going to do something about this, do you think, or is it going to be left to the counties?
I think they're going to tell the counties, or actually tell the Department of State, to decertify punch card. That's just the word on the street that we're hearing, and that they leave it up to the counties to use whatever system is actually certified, which at this point is the optical scan.
Aren't you going to miss all the TV cameras?
No, I'm really not.
Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Teresa Lepore is election supervisor of Palm Beach County, Florida.